A new fight is erupting in Juneau about spending on Alaska's public schools. It centers on whether Governor Mike Dunleavy has the power to veto money that state lawmakers set aside for schools last year. Nat Herz with Alaska Public Media has more.
The caucus that controls the Alaska House is made up mostly of Democrats, and many of its members are vehemently opposed to cutting education. So you might think it's a little strange that their budget proposal includes no per student spending for K-12 schools next year. Zero. None. Here's Mia Costello, an Anchorage Republican senator, explaining why.
We've already done them. The funding has already been passed and signed into law.
Costello is one of the lawmakers who voted in the last legislative session to budget money for schools a full year in advance. That's what political insiders call forward funding. The idea is to let schools know how much money they'll have to hire teachers, do maintenance, etc., and to do it way ahead of time so that they don't have to worry about legislative budget gridlock or about a governor that wants to veto some of the school's money. That should mean lawmakers won't have to deal with a nasty education budget fight this year, right?
No. We see that it falls under the ability to veto if that's what we choose to do.
That is Mike Dunleavy, the Republican governor who's pushing for sharp cuts to school spending. He spoke at a recent news conference where he was wearing a red pen in his pocket, a reminder of his authority to veto money for specific programs. Dunleavy's administration just released a legal memo from Attorney General Kevin Clarkson, arguing that it's unconstitutional to set aside money for schools in advance in the way the legislature did last year. Clarkson says that's because the Constitution bans lawmakers from dedicating revenues to specific programs, and also because of requirements for annual budgeting and a section that sets out the governor's line item veto power. Dunleavy's administration says lawmakers need to put the money into this year's budget, which would make it subject to the governor's veto. Otherwise, schools won't get it. Here's Matt Shukrow, the governor's spokesman.
We believe that by not funding education in this year's budget, it's an approach that is not going to pass legal muster.
Costello, the Republican senator, has her own legal opinion from a legislative attorney. It says that the Dunleavy administration's analysis is wrong, and it says that the governor already acknowledged the legitimacy of advanced funding of education when he put language in his own budget proposal to try to repeal the money. Costello says lawmakers are still proceeding under the assumption.
We supported the schools with that amount of money, and we stand by that action.
If Dunleavy's administration refuses to transfer the money to schools, it's almost certain the dispute will end up in court. In Anchorage, I'm Nat Herz.